Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do. And meteorologist Kelly Bayern wants to help you understand it all.
And a look at some stats over the...
From Portland's most accurate forecast team, this is your weather.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather podcast. Today is a fun one because, winter is coming. We're starting to feel the seasons changing. It's getting darker, a little colder, a little more wet, and I'm sure you folks are all curious about the potential for snow this season. So I'm here to dive into the stats and analyze this upcoming season based off of old trends with my good friend and coworker, meteorologist Joseph Dames, who you see on the weekend. So good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, everybody. This is going to be an exciting podcast.
Yes.
This is definitely a topic that I feel like people are really interested in, at least, around Portland in the Pacific Northwest, because we've got skiers, we've got snowboarders, we got people that are just excited about snow because we don't always have snow. So I feel like this is something people are excited about. But we're going to talk about more than just snow.
Yeah, and I think it's funny for this region, too, because snow just has such a big impact across the city, specifically when we do get it. I've spent a couple winters here and haven't seen a big snowy blowout just yet. I'm hoping, one of these winters we get one of those. So whether or not we see one this winter, that is the question that we'll kind of jump into.
That is, yeah. I'm sure that it will happen.
Right.
While you're here. I've had a couple.
Yeah, you've been through a couple.
And the city shuts down.
Well, it's also, we're still very much in a pandemic here due to COVID, and a lot of Correct. Kids are still doing schooling from home. So I'm curious how school days may work. I feel like there are some cities that are still honoring snow days. Where regardless of in-person learning or virtual learning, they're still going to give kids that time, that mental break to have the day off and go play in the snow. I thought that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say so too. Give me the snow day no matter what. I want to be out there. I want to be playing. But, a snow day can slow down everything. So that may mean parents too. And so
right.
I think snow day may still be warranted. A little more tough to get, probably, though.
Yeah. Snowmen still need to be built. But let's talk about the stats. And it seems to be that every end of October, early November, these longer range seasonal winter outlooks or forecasts start to come out. A lot of weather resources like NOAA and the National Weather Service are putting out their predictions for the season.
And the Farmer's Almanac.
The Farmer's Almanac, that's right. A solid resource right there. I felt like, Coin should also deliver our thoughts as well. So I spent some time looking at all of the stats, and it kind of first starts with La Nina. So that is a term that I'm sure a lot of folks have heard. That is a way to describe kind of the seasonal variability, and it all comes from how the ocean interacts with the atmosphere. It's a very big process that kind of transitions every winter and that deals with the cold or warmer pool of water in the Pacific basin along the equator. So scientists have been looking at the ENSO oscillation, which is the acronym for the El Nino Southern Oscillation, which is, again, that big pool of water in the Pacific that kind of oscillates across the equator in the ocean there. And they track sea surface temperatures. So when that sea surface temperature is colder than normal, there's a colder anomaly that tends, and that pool tends to shift towards the east, towards South America, then that gives us kind of a La Nina setup, which has impacts across the Pacific Northwest and also across the entire globe.
Correct,
so you may have learned about that in school or across some articles online, because it does have some wetter and cooler impacts across the Pacific Northwest specifically. And then on the opposite side there, an El Nino winter tends to bring us warmer and drier conditions. So this year, scientists have been tracking this colder pool working in, so it is likely that we are entering into a La Nina phase this winter. which again gives us a chance for cooler and wetter conditions across the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, we haven't had a La Nina since 2017, 2018. So the last few winters, I believe we were more so in an El Nino pattern. And so it doesn't change every single year. I believe it's a little irregular, but we're flip-flopping this year. Not only are we going to a La Nina, but it's possible that we might even be at a moderate La Nina.
Yeah, so those influences, that cold water is pretty strong, pretty deep. And that moderate strength just means we're seeing more of that cold water, which could mean, you know, bigger impact to that colder normal temperature, or colder and wetter temperature, across the Pacific Northwest. And what's interesting about the cooler and wetter trend is that even though that kind of gets a stamp as we move into winter time, we'll still see moments of, you know, dry weeks or warmer than normal temperatures or even record highs. But it's just on average throughout the winter season that we could see some of those cooler and wetter impacts.
Yeah, it's not going to be like 3 months straight of just cold and wet
right.
weather, although, you know, it may be possible. But yeah, we will still have some average temperatures and some dry days. It's not just going to, you know, fully take control of our weather. And I should point out, as Kelly mentioned, that we do have articles. So we put a couple articles together at our COIN website, coin.com. Just type in La Nina or El Nino, and we have a couple articles there that you could, you know, kind of learn a little bit more instead of us going super deep into it for 20 minutes. we'll forward you onto the website because they actually are some good articles.
Up there. Yeah, I know, Joseph, you put in a lot of work in those. There's some really good graphics that are easy to understand. So yeah, coin.com, check out those more in-depth articles if you want to learn more about La Nina. But also just know in this podcast, when we talk about Enzo or La Nina, that's what we kind of mean. It's this this influence of ocean temperatures and the phase that we're entering heading into our winter time.
Yeah, I'd actually highly recommend like pulling it up and having it up while you're listening if you have that option, because, you know, when we talk about it's, you know, cooler and more wet in the Pacific Northwest, there's a map where you can actually visualize it and see it and things like that. So if you have that option, or maybe just check it out beforehand or after or whatever.
Yeah, may help you get a better understanding. All right, so let's jump into it. So I spent maybe a couple days diving into some of the snowiest seasons that we've seen in Portland since the 1950s and even earlier in some cases, looking at snowfall trends, looking at rainfall trends, also drought and snow in the Cascades for skiers, snow in Portland across the metro, and just kind of seeing how it all shaped up when we did have a La Nina or an El Nino across the Pacific Northwest. So the past couple of years, last year, 2019 to 2020, that winter was an Enzo neutral winter. So we didn't see any cold or warm stamp. It was just, you know, smack in the middle, not much influence. And it turned out that years like that can kind of, they're kind of wild cards. Really anything can happen. And we ended up seeing only a half an inch of snow measured in Portland, and that was in March. So it was...
Yeah, we went through the whole winter.
A whole winter.
Like a few
nothing.
Scares, but,
yeah.
But nothing.
So there were a few events where us forecasters were like, oh no, this could be it. You know, we could maybe
right.
see some snow in Portland, and then we ended up just being a little too warm. And looking at the previous year, so 2018, 2019, we actually got 7 inches of snow. That was an El Nino year. So that year was a little bit of an anomaly, because when you say El Nino, you kind of think warmer than normal, may not see snow, but then we got 7 inches. So really, like, even with these influences by Enzo, you can still see some anomaly winters in terms of snowfall. But looking at the past year since 1981, on average, La Nina years didn't actually bring that much snow to PDX proper. All the stats were taken at the airport, all those snow observations throughout the winter seasons. And it was really odd to see that from a period of about 1999 to 2016, all of the La Nina winters, there were about, I believe, 9 of them or so, we saw less than 3 inches of snow in Portland, and the average is about 4.5 inches. So I found that very odd because, you know, you just kind of think, you know, with a better chance for more precipitation and even colder temperatures, we may see more snow events and just more snow falling. But that kind of wasn't the case. So it is a little bit of a misconception if you hear La Nina and you get excited about snow in the city here in Portland.
Yeah. And so do you think that's because we weren't getting as much precipitation or the temperatures just weren't cooling down enough for snow? Did you get to take a look at that?
It could be a combination of both of those. Because that was certainly the case last year. We just really never got too cold, cold enough to see that snow working in. Because in Portland, it is very hard to see snow accumulating here in the city or at the airports, where a lot of people reside. And you really need that cold air coming in from the gorge and then that moisture to really hit the city. And just getting those two to pair up, especially in a La Nina winter, didn't seem like we did it much. What was also interesting, though, across the 1980s till now, within wintertime, there were two major snowstorms within La Nina winters. So to kind of go against the grain there and what I just mentioned, there have been moments where we've seen incredible amounts of snow. And one of those years was 2008, 2009. That was a La Nina winter. And we saw 24.2 inches of snow in Portland. So, you know, it's kind of a toss up in a way here. There's a chance that we see a snowmageddon, but also the last, you know, 15 to 20 years, the trend has kind of been very low snow amounts during La Nina winters.
Yeah. And we have a chart. You have a chart on in this one article I'm looking at right now, and you could see that. And then there's that, and then 2008, 2009,
yeah.
24.2 inches of snow way up there, but really interesting.
It is. It almost seems like every single decade there's one winter where we see at least 7 inches of snow. There's going to be one winter where we just get a big blowout, numerous snow events. So, you know, we're just starting a new decade here. Possibly doesn't come this winter time. I did run some snowfall odds, just did a little bit of math there. And,
yeah, I'm looking at them now.
Okay. Ran that we have a 35% chance of 7 inches or more snow this winter time, which, you know, about a third of a chance that we see it every like 1 in 3 years. You know, we maybe get 7 or more inches of snow. Another stat that I found, or another odd, was 40% chance of normal snowfall or more. So that's below 50%. I actually believe that this winter time we'll see probably less than the average amount of snow, so less than 4 inches, down to maybe no snow at all. So lower than normal snow was my forecast for this winter time, and then a 55% chance of under 3 inches. So the best odds will be for 0 to 3 inches throughout the entire winter time in this La Nina winter to come.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Was there like a month that you thought we may see snow over some of the other months? You know, is it going to be an early snow year? Is it going to be more of like the heart of winter, January event? Was there some knowledge about that?
Yeah, so I did look at snowfall for the winter season per month, so November through about March, and track some of those averages. So on average, I'll run through those first. We get less than a half an inch of snow on average in November, about 1.5 inches in December. So that means, you know, maybe a snow event in December that drops a little bit of a dusting over Portland. January's...
Maybe a Christmas snow?
Yeah, hopefully. Pretty rare, but, you know, that would be nice. 1.4 inches of snow on average in January in Portland, 1.4 also in February, and then about a tenth of an inch in March. So just a trace there. So very light snow. That adds up to about 4.5 inches of snow on average for the last 30-year record period that I looked at in Portland. Really not that much. But of La Nina winters, we tend to see more than the average. So it was interesting to run it by month. From November through March, all La Nina winters since 1980 have given us more than average snow, and it tends to fall within December and January. You can look at all of these graphs online too, if you want to jump through those graphs with us while you're listening to this. So it does kind of show like, okay, well, we tend to see more snow in a La Nina winter anyways. But when you keep digging into the stats, it gets even more interesting because you take a look at snowfall by decade. And since the 1980s, we have decreased our amount of snow on average per decade by half. So if you look back to the 1940s, Portland used to see close to about 9 inches of snow on average per winter time. But wow. since the 1980s, we've only seen about 4 to 4.5.
That's cutting it off. I mean, that's maybe one whole event or maybe a couple small events. But
So it seems like it's just much harder to get snow in Portland or to get a good number of snow on average in Portland since about the 1980s. And that could be due to an increased warming that we've seen since the 80s. And this buzzword that a lot of people don't like to talk about, climate change.
Right.
So it's just interesting to see that seasonal snowfall in Portland by decade, how we used to get, 10 inches of snow, 9 to 10 inches of snow per winter. And now since the late 1980s and through now, we get about 4 if we're lucky. So very interesting to see that. My actual forecast, I call it a wish cast for lowland snow in Portland because, we really can't tell the snow that'll come, in December, the last week on a Friday, or close to the holidays. There's no way to know.
Yeah, pinpointing it. I was going to say, did you break it down by holidays? Like, had snow fall on Christmas, New Year's Day, Valentine's Day, and St. Patrick's Day?
we probably have had winter times or events on those holidays, definitely.
Yeah, but all of them in
all
one
of,
year?
Yeah, probably very rare.
I would be surprised. I'd be very surprised.
Right?
Yeah. So what's the wish cast?
The wish cast, if I had actually just, for fun, put down my forecast for this winter, I said 0 snow in November, just because the stats kind of showed the most activity in La Nina winters in December and January. But this year, I went with trace amounts in December, maybe one snow event that scares the city, yet it doesn't happen. In January, I went with 1 to 2 snow events, each giving maybe an inch or so, and then a chance in February to also see a snow event. So to sum that up, most of the activity December through February, and maybe 1 to 3 events that give us 1 to 2 inches. And in total, I still believe we'll see at or below normal snowfall. So I went with, around 4 inches. But I do also think there's a chance we do see maybe a moderate size snow event too, possibly after the new year. So my forecast total was maybe 4 to 6 inches of snow, mostly 2 to 3 snow events after the new year. And hopefully I'm right. We'll see how it shapes up.
It's gonna be more of a 2021 thing then. If we're not gonna dump 10
right.
inches in 2020.
Exactly.
No. But
I know, and I want to point out that I could be completely wrong. So you do have to take all of these, analyses with a grain of salt, and just know that when we do have a snow event in the forecast for the 7-day, that you'll really want to focus in on us here at Coin Weather and watch it very closely, because any forecaster who says they know the amount of snowfall over even 3 to 4 days out does not actually know. It's just too hard to pinpoint exact location and amounts of snowfall in the wintertime here.
There's a lot of variables in the Pacific Northwest, and a big one is the cold air coming from the gorge. Just the shift in the wind can really alter the forecast. So, long range forecasting is difficult. There's no doubt about that. Especially if you're looking out 2 months, because then you're kind of going into you're just relying on data, and we'll see. I always enjoy seeing winter forecasts because it kind of gets me amped up. So I'm on board with the wish cast this year. I think that's an appropriate wish cast. I think that's what we're gonna be.
Yeah, I think before I actually took a look at the stats, I was saying, "Oh, this could be a year where we get a foot of snow." Like, I was really aiming high, and then I had to take a step back and actually look at the numbers and on average what we've been seeing over the past 20 years, and it's really a lot lower these days just because we just don't get cold enough.
Yeah.
So I mean, La Nina, I think, increases odds up in the mountains. I think it's a different story for the Cascades, and that's mostly due to the setup of our storm track. It tends to point more from the north, and we tend to see more activity in the form of storm systems, you know, popping down into the Pacific Northwest, dropping rain and snow up in the Cascades. So looking at stats about the Cascades and our snowpack this wintertime, it does look to be in favor for a good, hardy year of snow up in the mountains.
That's going to be great to get up there and do some skiing and snowboarding and just kind of get your mind off of things. But, you know, with those systems kind of diving in from the north, sometimes we just kind of miss out here on the coast. We need some of those areas of low pressures coming in from the west with that atmospheric
exactly.
river while that cold air comes in from the east. So this, yeah, it's nice, though, if the mountains at least get the snow. I mean, that's something, you know, between all the ski resorts and it's just so nice to get the snow up there. I had something I was going to ask you. Now it's slipping my mind. I'm getting old, Kelly.
Well, you are a little... You're pretty old. You're older than me, so.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, while you're thinking about it, I do have some stats that I pulled up about ski season. Since the 1980s, yearly average snowfall at Mount Hood. I was given all these stats by the lovely folks at Mount Hood Meadows. We tend to see more than average the amount of snowfall at 5,000 feet every single or most La Nina winters. So the odds are in favor for above average snow this winter time.
Yeah.
So that stat is set in stone, and odds are in favor of a fine snow season. So if you are someone who loves to ski, I would, you know, suggest go get a ski pass, save some money. It's a good value, and head up there to take your mind off of things. I also did chat with Mount Hood Meadows, so we'll have a podcast on how they're operating this winter time within COVID and their protocols. So stay tuned to that. That should come out in a couple weeks. But yeah, should see a good snow season up
shred.
In the mountains.
Get ready to shred.
Get ready to shred.
So I didn't have a question. I was just going to say, if you've been like hanging out with us for some time or watching the shows or our Facebook Lives, you know that Kelly and I have been wanting to ski in downtown Portland for a while. And so I think that is why we were hoping for some good snowfall in the city. But we have yet to have the opportunity to do it.
I was extremely jealous. Being from Seattle, there was one winter time where they got maybe 18 to 20 inches of snow. It was one of the years within the last two, and a lot of my friends were posting all these pictures, and one of my outdoorsy adventurous friends skied through downtown Seattle, and I'm like, I need to do that in Portland. So my Christmas wish is snow in the city on maybe the West Hills, and I will bring my skis out there, and I'm going to drag you along, Joseph, and we're going to go ski
I'll
down.
Bring mine, and we'll ski down. hopefully they can make a promo out of it.
Yeah.
I wonder if doing it.
I wonder if they would say we're ridiculous and, you know, we're too dangerous. I don't know.
Don't try this at home.
I know. But the ski team at Coin is out there tracking the weather from their skis on the road. Okay. I can't wait for that. Hopefully that happens.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. A few more things that I looked at too was rainfall and the water year. I think it was pretty interesting how we finished up 2020, or we're finishing up this current year in a pretty major drought. We saw, I think it was the majority of months this year, aside from maybe two or three, that brought us below normal rainfall. So as of the end of October, 93% of the state is in some level of drought, and close to 40% of the state is in an extreme drought. So it's not a good place to be. You know, we get a lot of our water supply from snowfall up in the mountains as it melts throughout the springtime, and then rainfall too. And we just did not see much of it. We saw about 8 inches below the normal amount of yearly rainfall or annual rainfall, as we finished up last year's water year.
Yeah, we started this year at 1.5 inches for our October. So we're already starting below normal this year. So the question is a La Nina year going to help us out? You know?
Yeah, and hopefully that's the case, because the stats show that a La Nina winter does bring more than average the amount of snow. So what are the normal season? I mean, we do tend to see more weather systems dropping into the Pacific Northwest, bringing us precipitation. So there is a good chance that we do see more rainfall as we head into our winter months, which are dubbed the rainy season here in Portland. From October to about May or so, we see the most amount of rain here in Portland. So I feel like this winter we'll see an end to our statewide drought. And the stats do show, so normally in Portland we get 36.3 inches of rain across a year, the water year, and in a La Nina winter time on average, since the 1950s, we get about 38 inches. So about 2 more inches of rain than normal. So I'm hoping we do see that rain. Odds are in favor of a what are the normal season. So hoping we actually get that here as we move forward.
Yeah, this isn't too deep. I went to our last moderate La Nina year and looked at some of the rainfall totals. And it's, you know, if you're listening, November is one of our wettest months. It may actually be our wettest month as far as averages go. I think it's 5.63 inches of rain usually in Portland. And I think December is pretty close as well. But usually in November, we really start to bring in the rain. And so I went to last moderate La Nina year. And sure enough, we started off with like a pretty wet November. But then it slowed down a little bit in December and January. But that may be the reason why we're not seeing, you know, snow in November. It's still too warm. We're still very wet. But we're just not cold enough to see the snow. But it seems like our November month has a chance to see maybe some average to above average rain. And we're starting off our November a little wet, you know, at least it seems it. So we'll see how we wrap it up. But we could really use some rain because last November it was pitiful. It was our fifth driest on record. So hopefully La Nina year can bring some rain in.
Yeah, bring it back. I did look at a handful of specific La Nina years that were kind of trending very similarly to our current wintertime in La Nina setup right now. And all of those years, I think there was a year, the 1954 to 55 wintertime was La Nina, 64 to 65, I think 2007, 2008. So a handful of those years, they all gave incredible amounts of rain in November. I was looking at totals at least around 5 inches, some even closer to 10, and December was also wet too. So yeah, I mean, the next couple of months do seem in favor of some pretty good rainfall amounts, at least at average, as we head into November and December.
Which we can use. We've already discussed that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we need it. So please send the rain. If we ask the atmosphere to do us a favor, it would be to bring some rain. So that is the in total of everything I looked at here. So could see, you know, some snow. I think we'll have a better chance at snow or at least a snow event here that does drop at least a dusting in Portland after the new year this winter time. So if you're a fan of snow, you know, we could see some of that after the new year. Good year for skiing also. So, I don't know, La Nina, pretty exciting across the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I would say for the mountains for sure. You know, it's always a little hit or miss for us here in the valley, but, you know, I think we're probably onto something. I think we'll probably see at least a little bit of snow. Yeah, especially having such a blanked out like year last year of just nothing. I think it'll be exciting for folks to get some snow.
Yeah, pretty quiet last year. So yeah, well, I mean, we will track all of these events that do come into Portland and for the mountains as we head our way into wintertime. So keep your eyes and ears with us here at Coin 6. Is there anything else you want to add, Joseph?
Yeah, just go to the website and the article that Kelly broke down and did the whole winter forecast is called Here's Our Portland 2020-21 Winter Forecast. Really, really straightforward, and you'll find all the information there as well.
Yeah, a lot of graphs to read to.
Share it all over the world.
And enjoy all those numbers. Spent a lot of time in Excel and loved every moment of it designing those graphs. So that was fun.
Is there a video paired with it?
There is. We do have a little informational video, which you can also, it just kind of lays out some of the main facts of the analysis. So good stuff there. Yeah, go check it out on coin.com and also all of Joseph's articles to kind of give the background on Enzo and other wintertime processes and weather events that do happen here. Good stuff on there as well. But until then, enjoy the weather. Stay dry. It's going to be a wet week this week if you're listening to it here on November 4th when we recorded this. So yeah, we'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.